Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is again Katie Wyatt. Katie, great
Father
to have
Adam.
You. So great to have you
great
again.
Great to be here.
As you may know, Katie is famous for her Friday morning show, where I was also on there as sort of the weather and traffic backup. Let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we give you thanks for this day. We ask that you bless this day. Bless all of our listeners. We ask that you bless Katie and her family. We give you thanks for them. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. Amen. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Katie, we have been talking about youth ministry and your heart for teenage and high school youth. You have, of course, subsequently retired from youth ministry. Which, you know, is, I mean, there is a certain point where we all have to kind of retire from.
That's right. We have to let the Holy Spirit move us on to the next thing. So,
But I think part of your passion for youth and for high school youth, I think is also connected to another thing that I really see in you is your passion for your own children as a mother.
Yep.
Maybe you could talk about your two wonderful children.
Yeah, so I have two children. Molly is 24 and Jackson is 21. One of the greatest joys of my life is that they both went through my youth ministry. Like, I got to be their youth minister.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Neither of them has any regrets about
hey.
It. You can ask them. So, oh, man. Yeah, just what a tremendous blessing. But my kids are both... They're the coolest. They're just the coolest. And I know I'm supposed to say that because I'm their mom. But God blessed me so tremendously with my kids. So Molly, she's just this super devout, beautiful. She's beautiful. She lives in community, basically, with three other young women. And they pray. I mean, to know that your kid is so, so solid in her faith and in her love for Jesus, you just think, how I really lucked out, because I know a lot of parents don't have that, you know, parents who raise their kids solidly in the faith and for whatever reason. So she's a beautiful daughter of the King and an awesome person, and also my kind of partner in what comes next, which is Jackson, who is 21. He's a superstar. He's a superhero. He is on the autism spectrum. And this has been another blessing in me being able to do youth ministry is my kids, they just grew up at church. They were raised in the church and they were loved by our whole church community. Jackson in particular, because he's vulnerable, you know, as an autistic person, he's very, very vulnerable, but he's very social, which is not always typical. He's very devout. That boy loves Jesus with a purity of heart that I wish I had, you know. And he loves other people with a purity of heart that I wish I had. So, yeah, those are my kids.
I think, you know, your witness is especially needed, you know, maybe. And this is, I think, why the Lord has put you on the show today is, you know, there are a lot of parents with children on the autism spectrum. And, you know, although there are great blessings, you know, and I think they, you know, they certainly witness the Lord's love in their children. There's also no doubt a lot of crosses involved as well. And I think hearing your story and how you live as a disciple of the Lord, as the mother of a child on the autism spectrum, I think is a great witness for people, you know, for our listeners and, you know, I think in general, because as you said, you know, parishes are also called to kind of love and to sponsor these people. And I know even in my own experience in my home parish, there were developmental men with developmental issues who lived in a group home who came to Mass every week. And so we kind of grew up with that experience, and the whole parish kind of loved them.
I was going to say, I bet your parish adored them.
It was really a beautiful experience to grow up in that and to see that witness. So, you know, I think kind of pepper you with some questions on your experience if you're up for it.
Absolutely.
You know? So how was it that you discovered that Jackson was on the autism spectrum?
Well, I think it's very, very typical that parents will initially deny that there's anything wrong. And so we did that for a little while. This was 21 years ago, so autism wasn't as easily recognized as it is now. Because then once we said, okay, so for example, Jackson, he had a lot of sensory issues, and sounds made him crazy, and fluorescent lights made him crazy, and certain touch made him crazy. And he would just have these, we call them meltdowns, where he was inconsolable. And we did a lot of compensating. You know, we stepped around a lot of things that we knew were going to be bombs. and you don't realize you're doing that. You don't realize how much you are compensating to avoid conflict or to avoid, mm-hmm. you know. But so, of course, with us, as I'm sure is the case with many, it took a teacher outside looking in saying, and teachers aren't supposed to say stuff like this, but we're so, so grateful she did. I think Jackson may be on the autism spectrum. It was like we'd never even considered it, which now I look back, it's ludicrous that we never would have considered that. But then that was back in the day when everything was a tremendous waiting list. It took another year or two to get him diagnosed. So,
was it a consolation to kind of have a name for the issues that maybe you had observed all along?
A little bit, except you also don't want to label your kid. You don't want to pigeonhole your kid, you know. But we had so much good wisdom and counsel from people who are saying, you're not labeling him, you're equipping him, basically, you know, to get resources, to get access to resources. So initially, for many, many reasons, you don't want to have a label for your kid, but ultimately it was a good thing. And I would never, Jackson's autism is who he is, you know, it's just who he is. I would never want him to be, and he's blessed the world in these incredibly tremendous ways.
Do you, so, and you know, you talked about the issues, you know, his sensory issues that you would have to kind of avoid certain situations that might trigger, you know, an adverse reaction to them. Do you see those now as crosses, like having to make those kind of adjustments and sacrifices? Or, as you said, it almost, I mean, you've come to a peace with perhaps maybe the difficult parts of it.
I am so grateful. I'm not grateful for him because life is very, very hard for him in many ways. Although in other ways, life is much, much easier for him. You know, there are many things he gets to avoid that 21-year-old young men don't get to avoid. But for me personally, I have learned so much about patience, about grace, about gratitude, about, you know, that I don't think I would have learned otherwise, or I would have had to learn in a much more horrific way, maybe. So, yeah, you do a lot. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I have had plenty of times where I have been so angry at God throughout Jackson's life, you know. But always, always, I get humbled and I get reminded, you know, of the gift and the blessing. And I don't even remember, sorry, what your original question was. I hope
good.
I answered it.
This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me is Katie Wyatt. How has both your husband and Molly, I think, lived with Jackson and kind of, you know, kind of, I think, grown from the experience?
My husband is so thick-skinned, which is essential. He loves Jackson regardless of what might be flying out of Jackson's mouth or being at any given moment. And he's just very even tempered. So he's been such a rock in that regard. Molly now works with kids on the autism spectrum, which she never ever thought she wanted to do. But by her own admission, Mom, it turns out I just didn't want to work with Jackson. She never had an understanding of how much of this is Jackson just drives me nuts because he's my brother, and how much of it is Jackson drives me nuts because he's autistic, you know, and she's been able to explore that. But she knows, she knows him better even than I do in some ways. Well, no, probably not better than I do, but as well as I do. So I just never, ever felt alone in the journey. Thanks be to God. I can't imagine parents who feel alone in the journey with a kid with special needs, because it's a very, very hard journey. So
I think, and on that note, what kind of final advice would you give to, you know, Catholic parents with a child that they're maybe just discovered, or they, you know, have been for a while, that their child's on the autism spectrum?
I think your church community will be your extended family. Like, your experience, like, we loved having those men there. The church loves to have someone to rally around, I think. And Jackson has been the person, I mean, there are many people in our parish, but for me, a person that our church has rallied around. I can't even imagine having to raise Jackson without my faith community. I can't even, it wouldn't have, I don't know where we would be. I really don't. So I would tell parents, as hard as it is, stay plugged in to your parish, and really, really plugged in, you know, and let people love your child. People will love your child. You just have to, don't apologize for your child. Just let people love your child.
Beautiful. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Katie and for her family and for her witness. We ask that you raise up disciples to witness to the nations through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Katie Wyatt. Thank you, Katie, so much.
My pleasure.
And until next time, peace and all good.